I'm here today with Pedro Ferreira from Oxford University, and Jack's here too. So you just gave a great plenary on general relativity. We wondered if you'd just be able to tell us a little bit about what you do and give us a brief overview of general relativity.
I'm a cosmologist at the University of Oxford, and I'm very interested in using cosmology and cosmological data to learn about general relativity on the size of the universe, on the scale of the universe. In some sense, I think it's possible to use measurements of the positions of galaxies or how distant galaxies are imaged or distorted by intervening space-time to constrain general relativity and to see if general relativity is actually correct on large scales.
So for the layman, how would you try to explain general relativity to them?
It's a theory that Einstein came up with in 1915 to try and supplant or encompass Newtonian's theory of gravity. And the idea is that you, instead of talking about a force, you know, the 1 over r squared force that you've all learnt, you basically say that space-time has a life of its own. And if you put stuff in space-time, it bends space-time. And if something moves through space-time, it feels the bends in space-time. So gravity is really this illusion. What you actually have is this dance between space-time and stuff.
So what do you think is going to be the next big step in general relativity? Like, what's the next big thing that we're going to discover?
I think the next big thing, well, the two next big things over the next couple of years are the Event Horizon Telescope. It's this consortium of telescope in the US, and they are going to image the black hole Sagittarius A star at the center of our galaxy. We're going to see a black hole for the first time, and that's kind of unique. I know we've seen it in Interstellar, but you know, this is the first time we see it for real. The other big thing is an experiment called Advanced LIGO, which will detect gravitational waves of black holes and neutron stars falling into each other as they orbit, lose gravitational radiation and merge.
And what do you mean when you say see a black hole? Because I think quite often when we say to people we're going to image a black hole, they say, well, surely you can't see a black hole. So what do you actually mean by that?
That's a really good question. Black holes are black and they're very small. So what I mean by seeing is that you will be able to see this shroud of light, what's known as the accretion disk, around the black hole, surrounding it, and you'll see a shadow, and that shadow will be the blackness of the black hole.